We'll move on to case number 3 PR-2022-007063 SD-2024-00023 vacation of public easement SD-2024-00022 preliminary final plat. Consensus Planning, agent for Bedrock Albuquerque Investors, request aforementioned action for all of a portion of lots 4 and 5, the Trails Unit 3A, zoned R-ML, located on Woodmont Avenue Northwest between Paseo del Norte and Woodmont Avenue, containing approximately 37.077 acres. With the applicant, I see Mr. Strozier. Would you state your name and address for the record? And
yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing. It's what are you? Let's see, hearing officer. Yes. Okay. All right. Jim Strozier, principal of Consensus Planning, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do, and it would also probably be appropriate to have Scott Steppen, who's on the call, I believe he's still on, introduce himself and get sworn in as well.
Okay, Mr. Steppen, could you unmute and let Jay make you co-host as well? And then state your name.
You're the co-host, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Yes, Scott Steppen with Priceland Development Group.
Would you state your address?
Yes, 500 Marquette Suite 1060, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87102.
Okay, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Strozier, please provide a brief presentation.
Thank you. I know it's been a long morning, so I will be brief. So this is this project has two parts, and it's all related to a site plan for a new build-to-rent community that has an approved, conditionally approved site plan DFT. And one of the conditions, this is basically responding to one of the conditions of that approval, which is to do this replat. Currently, the property line is kind of a north-south direction, and that's along the existing gas line easement that separates this property into an eastern portion and a western portion. This request is to adjust that lot line to create that, basically create an east-west lot line that has a north lot and a south lot. And then in addition to that, there's an existing temporary drainage easement on the very west edge of the property that is no longer needed that we're proposing to vacate. So that's the purpose of today's request. And we have received and reviewed the comments. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, is there anyone in the public that wishes to comment on this case? Please raise your hand and we can make you co-host and swear you in. Seeing none, we will move to the DFT members. Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Hey, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. So I have no objections to the vacation. The plat, everything seems to be pretty good. I have two questions. First, easement number 14, which is the hatched one. It's kind of adjoining, the properties, the two plats for the north south, kind of a little small L9 there, if you see it. The two different exhibits kind of made me question, are those easements overlapping with ours, the 10 and 14? On this exhibit, it seems clear, but if I go to the other ones, it's not so clear. Just confirm that. So before I sign, I just want that confirmed. And then we don't like easements bisected. So your property line is bisecting that. Not that we're not okay with it, but I'll need dimensions of that where it is bisecting the easement. And that's, again, that L9 portion.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So that's where the property line jogs north.
North-south, correct, yeah.
South. Yep. Okay, Mr. Steffens, you want to unmute and address both of those questions, I'm assuming.
Yes, this is Scott Steffen. David, so we confirm there is no overlap on the between the private storm drain easement and the water authority easement.
Okay.
And we'll need to work with Cartesian Survey to give dimensions on those easements as you've requested. Is it okay that it bisects like that?
We need dimensions on both properties, because when let's say you pull up or they want to plat in the future one of the lots, we need to know what that dimension is. Yeah. So, it needs to be a separate easement on that lot.
Okay, each lot, so you're okay with the sorry, this is Scott Steffen again. So you're okay with the easements. You just need more clarification on the dimensionings as it relates to each tract associated with those various easements that are there.
This is David with the Water Authority. That's correct. I just need to identify exactly what the dimensions are on each lot. Such that they're not bisected by the lot, but you know, they're standalone easements, and they do need a join because it is a continuous line going through. But yeah, I just need those dimensions. That way, if a plat is pulled up or some replat needs to take place, that easement's clear on that lot.
This is Scott Steffen. We'll work with the surveyor to get that done prior to circulating for signature.
Perfect. So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So the other note is note 14 south of that jog. And what I heard, Scott, you say that there was not an overlap.
This is Scott Steffen. That's correct.
Okay. And Mr. Gutierrez, this is a for rent housing. So there's only going to be two lots. There's not going to be any additional lots. There's only going to be two.
Right. Right.
Okay. Just want to make sure you're aware of that. And this is, your request is for preliminary final. And so I'm assuming that all the necessary infrastructure inside of this will be private. There's no public infrastructure. Can you confirm that, Scott?
This is Scott Steffen. Actually, the sewer and water is public on the site. And that's why, hence all the easements running across site, and actually a fair amount of the storm drain running through the site, including the two ponds, it's actually three ponds on the site, are public as well. So there are public storm drain easements. There are public sewer and water easements on the site.
Okay.
And that is all represented in the infrastructure list that is tied to the conditionally approved site plan.
And that's been, has that been guaranteed, or has that just been signed off?
So the IIA and the financial guarantee has been submitted to the city, and my understanding is being routed for approval, signature, and recordation.
Okay, so I can act on that subject to the final IIA recording. Okay, we'll move to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Hi, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Thank you. We'll go on to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Phelan.
Hi there. I don't have any additional comments or objections for this one.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Shouldn't that be hydrology first?
I'm sorry, hydrology. You guys caught me twice today.
Hydrology has no objections.
Okay, now Mr. Armijo, Transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated May 23rd, 2023, and an approved TIS dated December 12th, 2022. We have no objection. As a reminder, a full TCL will be required prior to site plan.
And you have no issues with the vacation of the public easement?
I do not.
Okay. We'll go on to planning. Jay, are you handling this?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Goldberg.
Okay. I apologize for earlier today. I wanted to start out by pointing out that the infrastructure list is tied to the site plan, and the IIA requirement is tied to the site plan. So you don't need to have that condition. And it looks like they've met some of our comments. We just want to point out that the AGIS DXF file needs to be provided, and the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Those are the only conditions.
So it's AGIS, DXF, and what were the last ones?
Excuse me?
You said AGIS and DXF.
Project and application numbers added to the plat.
Yeah.
Okay. And the date, the date of the hearing.
Correct. Thank you for helping us. The approval date of the DHO should be added to the plat.
Okay, Jay, do you have any other comments?
It's Jay Romek. No, I do not.
Okay, Mr. Strozier, any closing remarks?
No, sir. Thank you very much. We appreciate everybody's assistance on this matter, and look forward to fulfilling all the check marks we need to get the site plan fully signed off. This is one of those items. Thank you.
Sorry, one last question on the vacation of public easement. That's it's not a city council recommendation, correct?
Right.
Okay, that's what that's what I remember. I may be confusing it with the next case, but okay. In the matter of PR-2022-007063, SD-2024-0023, vacation of public easement, I move approval of the vacation because it meets all of the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, and that the public welfare does not require the there is not a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is more beneficial to the public welfare, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged by this vacation. And then I move approval of SD-2024-00022 preliminary final plat because the application meets all the requirements of the IDO and DPM, with the following conditions: that the AGIS file be approved, that the DXF file also be approved, the project and application numbers be added to the plat, and the date of this hearing be added to the plat. Mr. Strozier, any questions?
No, sir, thank you very much.
Okay, good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we will.